the bee. Peace of Jesus. Ooh, the peace of Jesus.
That passeth understanding.
By the Holy Ghost.
By the Holy Ghost.
Hath clothed upon me.
Hath saturated my mind,
my heart and my body,
and the quick names of his life
hath made me complete.
By the Spirit of God,
hath clothed upon me,
hath saturated my mind,
my heart and my body,
his melting love.
Hath made me complete.
It's the age of grace,
and the age of love,
declared by our Father,
through Jesus our Lord,
and called us into
his grace and his love,
and made it all real
by placing it inside.
Inside of you, each one of you, get your own personal work by the Spirit. Help each other out right there next to you. Feel that groaning begin to move there in the spirit. Just let it come alive. That's the voice of grace, the anointing that abides in you. Ooh, let him work in you. The voice of grace. The voice of Jesus.
The voice of Jesus.
That moves
inside.
Bubbles up in peace.
That is the fountain
of living water. That Jesus said would be in you.
Jesus said would be in you.
As you believed on him.
Believed on him.
Oh, 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 oh. Ah. Oh. Believeth on me.
Believeth on me.
Our Lord Jesus said.
Our Lord Jesus said.
Out of his being.
Out of his being.
Flow rivers of living water.
Flow rivers of living water.
And spring up inside.
Flowing all outside.
Washing out the other.
Washing out the other.
The heavenly waters of his life. Close your eyes and say Jesus and just sort of sing and hum on the inside. Let that, the Spirit just build it on the inside of you there. Get that blessing. Oh, let that peace and that rest and that living life of it begin to take control of you. That's it.
Jesus,
moves inside,
all inside of me,
and as I yield in faith,
his glory increases.
And moves in life and
peace.
All out through me.
All out through me.
Ah, 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 ah.
Oh.
listen to the revelation of Jesus.
At that day,
you shall know
that I am in the Father.
And you in me,
and I in you,
we all three are one, by the working of the Spirit,
make ourselves known to you. He
that keepeth my commandments, my Father and I will come unto him and make our abode with him. We'll live with him, clothed upon him and inside of him. Do you believe this scripture? Oh, it's got to be true. If any of it's true, it's got to be in it. Oh. Now we understand the baptism that went on this morning, baptized after heavenly order, that before Jesus Christ finished his suffering, Paul said he ascended into heaven that he might fill all things. He was at the right hand of the Father. We baptized in water. Under the old covenant, water and earth, looking forward to the revelation of the time when Jesus finished his suffering and would be inside the Father. Then the baptism would be after the heavenly order. His heavenly order in the New Jerusalem, we would come up and by faith lose our life and go down in him, baptized into him. Oh, accepting the fact that we were in him and he was in us, and then just be baptized down in his body, fulfilling what John the Baptist said, he shall baptize you that day with the Holy Ghost and fire. You go down in the baptism of his body, feel the Holy Ghost move down over you and through you, washing away your life and washing in his new life. All right? Now, you may be seated. Being a finished work, a completed work, called on the order of the heavenlies, when you are called into the ministry, you are called to lose your life a second time. Fulfilling the order of Jesus Christ that the good shepherd loses his life for the sheep. He lost his life in suffering and anguish, but he gives you an opportunity to lose it by grace through faith. You accept it. Accept by faith that you're in him, and that you lose your face and your life in him. Bring you up to the throne in faith. Lord Jesus, tell him, just reach out toward him. Lord Jesus, first time she lost her life for herself, baptized on her back. This time the order of God through Jesus Christ is for her to be baptized on her face into the body of Jesus, washing away her face and her life and rye washing in his face and his life and having his face set towards the people of God that she'll minister to. He lost his life as the good shepherd in death and suffering and gives you an opportunity to lose it by grace through faith. All right? Whoa. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh. Oh. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this minister of your new creation down on her face into the heavenly waters of your body, washing away her face and her life, and washing in your face and your life, rising with your face and your life set towards your people. Just lay her right down on her face, Jen. Oh, 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 oh. First time Joanne lost her life for herself. This time she come before the Lord to lose her life, the second time in obedience to him for his people. Lord said, you cannot have ministry towards my people unless you lose your life by faith, by grace through faith. And that way it becomes an obligation then for you to deliver my people in love and grace and life and to cleanse our life of all demons and all resistance and lead them unto me, not gather them unto yourself. What has happened over the world is that many of God's people, ministers, being tricked by Satan, they gather people unto themselves. And never bring them to that personal experience with Jesus Christ. And he takes care of that. He washes away your life and lets you know very plainly that his people belong to him, that you're only ones to lead him to him. All right? Is this correct or not? How many of you agree with this? All right. Oh! So she loses her life this time and her breath. By the Holy Ghost, seven works of the Holy Spirit, seven eyes on the Lamb in the heavens. That were the seven works of the Holy Spirit that made everything complete. Oh, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Finished. Oh. If you think that's just fan in a air, you wait till it happens to you. Oh. 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 Anytime you're accepting something by grace through faith, it works. Oh. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, we baptize this minister of your new creation right down on her face into the heavenly waters of your body, washing away her face and her life. Washing in your face and your life, rising with your face and your life set towards your people. We strike her with fire as she goes down, signifying you have made her a minister of your fire of love. Oh, 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 oh. Ah. Life the first time, baptized in the heavenly waters of the body of Jesus for himself. This time he loses his life for the people that he ministers to. His life taken away by the seven works of the Holy Spirit, his natural life, and a life in the breath of Jesus given to him that he might breathe the life of Christ towards the people of God. Oh, then going down in his face, baptism, he washes out his watered of his flesh, watered of his body, washes out his life, rises with the face of Jesus, and the watered body of Jesus set towards the people of God. Oh, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh, finished. Oh. Oh. No. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this prophet evangelist of yours down on his face. Heavenly waters of your body washing away his own life and washing in your face and your life, rising with your face and your life set your ministry towards his people. Oh, just lay him right down. Oh. She looted her life and her breath, gaining life and the breath of Jesus for his people. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh, finished. Baptize this minister, your new creation. Right down on her face, the heavenly waters of your body, washing away her face and her life, washing in your face and your life, rising with your face and your life, set towards the people, your people that she'll minister to. Oh, strike her with fire, lay her right down.
They shall all know me.
From the rising of the sun,
to the going down of the
same,
and the knowledge of the Lord God
shall cover the earth
as the waters do cover.
And from the least to the greatest,
from the children to the oldest,
lost his bread and his life the first time for himself. This time he loses his life and his breath. Oh, a minister for the people of God. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh, finish. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, baptized as evangelist of yours, evangelist pastor of yours, down on his face in the heavenly waters of your body, washing away his face and his life, rising with your face. And your life says towards the people that he will gather of yours and that he will gather into groups, shepherd. Oh, just lay him right down on his face. Striking him with fire, making him a minister of your fire. She lose it again. The requirement of the law. So that her life is given by grace through faith for the people of God. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Finish. Baptized as minister of your new creation. Right down on her face into the heavenly waters of your body. Your body of fire and glory. Washing away her face. Washing away the waters of her flesh. Washing in the fire and the love of your face.
set towards your people. They are right now. Ah, ah, ah.
Washing away his face and his life, rising with your face and your life set towards you. Oh, your people, lay him right down. Oh, watch him when he hits that water. Ah. Ah. But he maketh his minister flames of fire.
Towards
the enemies of God.
Towards the enemies of God.
Oh. Let me explain something to you. Oh, while she's up there waiting. God is always moved. Had to move into the young people. 9 of the 12 disciples that Jesus called were real young folks. John Mark was 11 or 12 year old when they came after Jesus. He ran away naked, left his clothes in their hand. Timothy, the one that's over the 12 churches at Ephesus, was a, how old, Brother Ron? 14 year old. The Ephesus church was one of the key churches in the book of Revelation that survived that 12-year-old minister. Power of God moving through him. 14-year-old minister. Jeremiah, one of the greatest prophets living in the Old Testament, was a child. He prophesied from childhood all the way through. His words of fire and his weeping was heard all up and down Babylon. And today, archaeologists cannot hardly find a trace of Babylon as a result of the words of fire of a child. Terrible things happen. One child prophesying up and down those streets went into the windows castles of kings and slew them in the bed. Brought earthquake and flood. The sands covered great Babylon. Hardly a trace left of her. Oh. God moves among the young people. Titus, 18 and a half, 19 year old, head pastor over the Grecian church. You know why he moves in young people, don't you? You know why? Most of us, time we get in our 20s, are so bullheaded and set in our way that it takes him too long to cleanse us. He has to take children or young folks and provoke the older generation and bring them in. This is what he did. Oh, in obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I fan away her life and fan in your new life by the Spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Finished. Oh. Oh. I baptize this minister of your new creation right down on her face into the heavenly waters of fire of your body, washing away her face and her life, washing in your face and the fire of your life, rising with it set towards your people in obedience. Oh, just lay her right down. Oh. Ah, 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 ah. The age of grace, the age of glory. Have now come upon. his generation.
And the power of the Lord.
Almighty Father.
Has chosen to show.
His grace to the earth.
With a mighty moving.
He's calling forth his people.
Out of every kindred.
And nation and tongue.
And to each one obedient,
he's making himself personally known,
that they might look on his face,
and be clothed on with him.
This young man lost his life the first time
for himself.
This time, in obedience to the Lord,
I fan away his breath and his life.
Fan in the breath and the spirit of life of Jesus.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
To you, Lord Jesus, I'm going to let him keep his childhood mantle.
Oh, and lay him another mantle on there.
In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, baptize this minister, this evangelist of yours, down on his face. The heavenly waters of your body washing away his face and his life, rising with your face. And your life set towards your people. Slay him right down.
Oh.
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 You see that kid, child, young man?
That's the age, people,
that'll bring judgment upon this world. God, through that age, people, mark my word, going to stop wars and killings and hatred and prejudice through him.
And you and I will be a partaker of it as we move on in obedience. But from that generation on, the fire came down from heaven and devoured those that gathered against the camp of God's people. That generation.
Oh.
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 Fullness of bread.
Ah,
ah, ah, ah.
Oh. that day, Jesus said, you shall know that I'm in the Father and you in me, and I in you. In obedience to him, we baptize this young lady down on her back into the heavenly waters of his body, washing away her life, washing away the waters of her flesh, washing in the waters and the blood of his heavenly flesh, like he said, taking away her breath and her life and giving her his breath and his life. Just close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, by faith, I lose my breath and my life to gain your breath and gain your life. Oh, here it comes. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, finished. Oh. Look at the glory moving all over. Look at that glory. Oh. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this member of your new creation right down on her back in the heavenly waters of your body, washing away the waters of her flesh, and washing away her life, washing in your waters of your heavenly flesh and your heavenly life. Just lay her right down easy. Believe it, and you just say, Lord Jesus, I accept losing of my life, gaining of your life. Okay? And just tell him, say, Lord Jesus, by faith, I accept the losing of my breath and my life, and the gaining of your breath and your life. Ooh, now just feel his glory come up on you. Oh, now here come the works of the Holy Spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, look at that glory move down on her. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, baptize this member of your new creation. Down on her back, washing away her waters of her flesh and her life, washing in the heavenly waters of your flesh and the heavenly waters of your life. Just lay her right down. Watch her when she hits that water. By grace through faith. I'm going to do the work. All I'm doing is just here to minister. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Reach your hand out towards you. I accept. Losing my life.
Losing my life.
And my breath.
And my breath.
And gaining your life.
And gaining your life.
And your breath.
And your breath.
I just feel the Holy Ghost bear witness right in there. Oh, that he's accepted you. Feel it? Oh, look at the glory. Come on. He said, if any come unto me, I'll in no wise cast them out. And he did just that. Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh. Obedience to you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we baptize this member of your new creation right down on the heavenly end, right down in the heavenly waters of your body, washing away the waters of his flesh and washing in the new life, the new waters of your flesh and your new heavenly life. Lay him right down. Oh.
look at the power moving all over him. Look at it.
Shirley, let her go. Oh, go ahead, Lee, just get drunk.